Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Heart bringing us back, the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based, gotwords.com, and also chiefhomeofficer.com, where you can find him online. Jeffrey, thanks for being here. Jeff, one of the things that I'm a little bit talked about with regard to technology is, as you know, I buy Lenovo computers, laptops. All of our stuff, all of our computers are laptops, so we can move them around if we want to. But when we're working in an office, we also have docking stations that makes it a regular workstation, right, with a monitor and a keyboard and the whole thing, which I love. We've been doing it for years, a dozen years at least, maybe more. But what irritates me is when, now these docking stations are like $250 a piece.
Not
just
cheap.
For the docking station.
Yeah.
And so I've got several computers in the office here, right? Several docking stations. So all of a sudden, the last two times I've ordered computers, they've changed the configuration of the docking station, meaning, well, that in changing the computer, they moved around the dock plug itself.
Right. Right.
Which means they had to create a new docking station, which meant I had to buy a new $250 dock. Now, there ought to be, you know, some industries have mandated standards for connectivity. Like, for example, if you buy a flat screen TV and you want to put it on the wall, the industry has dictated to the television companies what those screw holes have to, where they have to be so they fit standard mounting devices.
Right.
There ought to be something like that for computers, too, and
well,
cell phones and
yeah,
mobile phones.
What? Tell that
look
to
what
the,
look what iPhone look what tell us about Apple.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going. I mean, the courageous move from Apple this past week was to introduce the iPhone 7 without
courageous.
The 3.5 millimeter port for your earbuds. So you know, if you don't own if you own earbuds that are not Bluetooth, and can't connect via Bluetooth to your existing phone, they make an adapter. Truth be told, they make an adapter that plugs into their, I think they call it a fire port, which is a power port,
right.
And the adapter
yeah.
port on the bottom. But, you know, what if you want to charge at the same time as you are listening to the music? You know,
can,
say you're
can
in
you do that with the adapter?
I don't know that the adapter has a double. I've not seen that. That was one of the concerns
saying,
that came out.
Oh, you're saying the adapter. Oh, I got you. The adapter just converts the charging plug into an old
3.5 millimeter,
right,
essentially an aux port.
A tiny little RCA, whatever the...
Well, like an aux. It's for the aux
yeah.
cable.
Yeah.
But think about this. Okay, they called it a courageous move. You know, it's bold, it's bodacious, it's kind of brazen, but is it presumptuous? You know, I mean, to make a change... That dramatic. Now, what if? Okay, let's imagine this. Let's say that I'm a small business owner. Say I run a food truck. Say I run. I work at a salon. I'm a stylist. Say that I'm a plumber, and I often go out to a job site, and someone's to pay by credit card. So I plug in my little card reader into
right.
my iPhone through the 3.5
mm-hmm.
millimeter port, and I use my application so that whether it's my Square or some sort of swipe device, I can swipe their credit card. If I don't have a 3.5 millimeter port, I ain't swiping. So is that going to require all the other companies out there to come back and re sort of jigger their technology
right.
to fit the new 7?
I hadn't thought about the e-commerce part of this.
Exactly. Exactly. So
because we don't have iPhones anymore, and but heck, you know, Galaxy's not Galaxy.
The Samsung.
Samsung people, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
They're liable to do the same thing any time now.
Well, as long as they're not exploding in your pocket from the battery,
well,
yeah, you'll do
that's
fine.
Another,
but,
that's another one.
but, you know, the issue is, and it's, you know, it. part of it is, now, who was the first person to put a phone small enough with your, to hold your, or powerful enough to have your phone and your email connectivity in one? And we thought it was all great. But we, you know, you think about this stuff as they called it being courageous. You know, in time, will everything be Bluetooth connected? And we'll say, I remember they used to have wires to connect to their phones. They could listen to their music.
You Daddy, know, what are these things?
What are these things? And so, and that's, you know, it's sometimes, and to their credit, you know, the pioneers out there, the people who are really on the bleeding edge of technology especially, make us think ways so that you and I come across as curmudgeonly right now saying, why are they changing all this technology on us?
Right.
But the truth is, are they taking us down a road where wired earbuds, we're going to look back on this in 2 to 3 to 5 years and say, that was, you know, we throw them all away.
Right.
Because Bluetooth
But here's,
would be
here's
cheap
the thing,
enough.
Though, Jeff, there already is research showing that this increased radio waves are not good for us.
Yeah.
You know, all the Bluetooth stuff, that's radio waves, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So all this wireless stuff, bombarding us, you know, I'm already getting fitted for an aluminum a cap, you know, any day now. So
just grab the tinfoil.
The tinfoil, and that's what I meant to say. And so, yeah, thank God for Mr. Reynolds, right?
Yeah,
so,
seriously.
So anyway, you know,
And I think that's a consideration that, you know, for example, when I'm on the phone, if at all possible, I always talk to somebody by speakerphone. I rarely, if possible, unless there's too much ambient noise, I rarely hold a phone to my ear. You know, but that's...
That's because you're lazy, though, Jeff.
I'm lazy, exactly. I want to put the phone down. I don't want to hold it in my hand.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for complaining for us and letting us complain back.
It's been
back
a fun ride here. I remember when...
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Check both of those out and see what's going on over there. See if we can help you with your message. Quick break. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.